And it's 8:50, time for our pre-opening commodity market report this morning. Sitting in for Dave Dickey is Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. The Midwest Direct Hog markets today are called mostly steady, but there are also some mixed undertones in some areas as well due to variable plant inventory levels. Market analysis and livestock dealers who predict mostly steady prices for the day say a gain in the pork cutout yesterday, along with expectations for daily slaughter rates to remain large this week, could underpin hog prices. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $44.50. They say the butcher run will be light since most of the early count are sows and tail enders, but they say if the market changes, it could the market could go to the weaker side. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, August 21st, negotiated swine purchases were 17,345. For the base market hog and 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 59 even to 70 even, $70. The weighted average was 65.53, that was down 71 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 42.15 to 56 even. The weighted average was 51.58. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 14,364. The base price range was 59 even to 71 even. The weighted average was 67.03, down 6 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 45.21 to 55 even. The weighted average was 51.94.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Soybean and wheat contracts led the market up overnight. We'll get those numbers coming up, as well as a pre-opening analysis from Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign. Right now, it's time to take a look at our growing area's weather. Here's meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. We have a variety of weather over the Midwest Corn Belt, and that'll be the case over the next couple of days. Basically, the northern portions of the Corn Belt are going to be warm, humid, with occasional showers and thunderstorms, some of which will continue to cause localized flooding and problems. Of course, over the last week, we've had some problems with flooding over portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, northern Illinois, northern Indiana, northern into central Ohio. And those areas are going to continue to get showers and thunderstorms. And that will have a mixed, that will create a mixed scenario for crops. Those areas, of course, that get flooded are going to have crop damage and are going to have some maybe problems with diseases and molds. Some other areas that had been dry, the rain is going to be beneficial for the later filling of crops, especially of some of the soybeans. So the rain beneficial for some areas and not others. Of course, the rain will need to end in all of those areas rather soon for the soybeans, as soybeans don't really like wet feet. Now, as you get farther south, the rainfall is going to be rather non-existent over the next few days, and it's going to be hot and humid. So we're talking about more stress from some heat in portions of Missouri, southern Illinois, southern Indiana, Kentucky, southwest Ohio. Some of the areas in the past week that are going to get more heat did get some rain since the last heat, but there's still probably the biggest problems with dry pockets will be in the southern portions of the Midwest Corn Belt. A cold front's going to move from northwest to southeast late Friday through Saturday, and that's going to trigger scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday in the southern parts of the belt. All areas will cool off a little bit this weekend, warm up again early next week, and then a more significant cool down is showing up on the weather maps for next week. So heat stress is going to really be confined, I think, to the next 3 days. It's still going to be quite warm, though, when you look at the bigger picture right through the early part of next week. But today, tomorrow, and Friday appear to be the days which there could be some heat stress in southern sections of the Midwest Corn Belt before a moderation in temperature starts to occur. And, of course, where it's warm and humid, that's still good conditions for crop growth. It's just when you get those temperatures into the upper 90s or lower 100s that you really start to cause some stress on some of the crops. Now, the Delta looks very dry the next several days, nothing more than a few isolated light showers, and they're going to be hot. So that's going to be a problem there, is that area has been quite dry of late. So Delta corn and soybeans are going to probably suffer some yield reductions here as we go through the next week, as no precipitation of any significance is expected before about Sunday, and even then doesn't look like it's all really going to materialize. So the Delta and Southeast are very dry areas right now. Well, areas from Nebraska, southern Minnesota, and Iowa, across northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, northern Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan are remaining rather wet. But it does look like the more significant cooler air is going to be coming in later next week, and that's maybe going to start to give less stress to the crops and start to finish off the season here in a more quick fashion. So that's what we're looking at next week. In the Plain States, rain north, pretty dry south right now. No tropical systems of note for our area coming in, but we'll have to watch the tropics long term, as that's the big question mark and makes a forecast more than about a week out a little bit dubious at this time of year. The atmosphere is becoming favorable over the Atlantic Basin for more hurricanes to form, so we'll have to watch that, but nothing in the immediate horizon for our area. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Hi, this is AM 580 Agricultural Director Dave Dickey. Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the AgReliant Genetics Champaign Research Station. That's 5 miles west of 57 on Monticello Road. The meeting getting underway at 6:45 this evening. Panelists for the meeting include Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing, Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, and Dan Zwicker of ADM. That's at the AgReliant Genetics Champaign Research Station, 5 miles west of 57 on Monticello Road. The meeting getting underway at 6:45. No advance registration is required, and the meeting is free. We hope to see you there.
Quick look now at overnight trade on the Kansas City Board trade. Wheat for September opened at 6:55 unchanged. Last traded up 5 cents. December 6:69 unchanged. Last trade up 6 1/4. In Chicago, September wheat 6.91 down a half on the open. Last trade up 4. December 7:05 1/4 up 1 1/4. Last trade up 5 3/4. The May wheat contract 6.70 down 2 on the open. Down 2 on the last trade. September corn opened overnight at 338, down a half penny. Last trade up 1 1/2. Dease corn, 354, down 1. Last trade up 2. March of next year, 370, unchanged. Last trade up 1 3/4. The May, 379, unchanged. Last trade up 2. September soybeans opened at 815 3/4, unchanged on the open. Last traded up 6 1/4 cents. November, 831, unchanged. Last trade up 7. January beans, 847, up a penny and a half. Last trade up 6. March, 858, up 1, last traded up 4 3/4. Soybean meal for September, 223.20, up 80, last trade up 130. And the October or the September bean oil contract opened at 34.90 overnight. Last trade opened down 2, last trade down 2 rather, last traded up 21. Joining us now for a pre-opening analysis is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
We see an open that was higher overnight, and how is that going to go into today's trade?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to follow through to the morning opening here. Everything was really firm, like you just described. I think the continued drought in the southern part of the belt, particularly southern Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana, as well as the Delta states, is really raising concern as far as soybean yields go. And now people are starting to talk about some of the rains up in the Minnesota area being excessive enough that you could actually be hurting some yields up there.
That's calling for what's your call on soybeans?
I'd say about 5 to 7 higher. I don't think it'd be any less than that.
Corn is a little firmer today.
Probably be about a penny or two better.
And why is that?
Just kind of follow through, I think. I don't really see too much, although arguably, some of the yields in those areas I just described in corn, I mean, the test weights will definitely be down. And you still got some suffering going on in some areas, but by and large, the corn crop is in really good shape for, I'd say, 80% of the belt, or 75% anyway. But I think, you know, given the strength in the wheat and the beans, corn is going to be a little bit of a tag along here.
Let's look at what happened in the energy market. The crude oil contract dropped quite a bit yesterday. It's rebounded a little again today. What might the effect that might that have on corn and beans?
Well, I think that taken in combination with the stabilizing of the stock market and the firmer metals prices overnight, you know, kind of three for three there, would probably lend a little bit of a firming influence as well.
What's your take on wheat this morning? There's some export news.
Yeah, another 110,000 metric tons went to unknown destinations, thought to be Egypt. So it seems like every day we're getting another export announcement, although this is small compared to, you know, those 450,000 ones that we've seen in the last couple of them. India is also expected to tender today for some wheat. So I think it's kind of the same story, different day here, just continued signs of pretty robust demand for wheat.
All right, let's review your calls again.
I'd say corn probably one or two better. Beans, I'd say 5 to 7, and wheat probably 5 to 7 as well.
All right, thanks a lot, Clayton.
All right, thank you.
Clayton Pope is with Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Our time is a minute past 9 o'clock.